Jerusalem is a city holy to three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, but the religious fervor extends beyond the churches, synagogues, and mosques. In Jerusalem, religion is also big business. And as NPR's Eric Weiner reports, in the city's souvenir shops, even on this most holy holiday, nothing is sacred.
More than a million tourists visit Jerusalem every year. The city's shopkeepers would like to sell to each and every one of them. Abraham Bader, owner of a souvenir store in Jerusalem's Old City, concedes that not all the items for sale are, well, top quality.
There's all kind of junk. So, you never know when the right customer comes to buy from you.
Along with cheap carpets and imitation jewelry, you can also find such classic Christian souvenirs as the wooden nativity scene, the stuffed camel, and the Jesus on a cross. But that's only the beginning. The image of Jesus Christ has been plastered on every imaginable object. There are Jesus keychains, Jesus ballpoint pens, Jesus refrigerator magnets, Jesus bumper stickers, Jesus watches, analog and digital, and Jesus playing cards. You can also find wooden Jesuses, plastic Jesuses, 3D Jesuses, and even glow-in-the-dark Jesuses. Shop owner George Ari describes one of the more popular items, a keychain that changes scenes as you angle it in different directions.
Here you can see the station of the cross, and the other side you can see just Jesus. And here this can see Mary with the rose on it.
Four different scenes.
Four different scenes in the keychains.
Is this a popular item?
Yes, yes. This is, they like it so much, the Christian.
Another bestseller is the Jesus pen. Inside is a scene of Jesus at the Last Supper. Shop owner Syed Raiba describes what happens when you tilt the pen to one side.
The pen here is filled with water. So when you make it like this upside down, the bread and the wine, it will go down from up to down.
And if you want to take some of the Holy Land home with you, no problem. Anton Andrea is selling a neatly packaged holy kit containing several precious items from Jerusalem.
This is olive oil from the Holy Sepulchre Church, and holy water where Jesus baptized in the Jordan River. And this is frankincense, the three wise men. And this is holy earth from the Holy Land with the cross of olive wood.
Do you sell a lot of these or some of these?
Until now, no.
And what do the tourists here make of all this Christian paraphernalia? Robert Godet, a student from Baltimore, says buyers should beware.
I recommend you stay away from the portrait of Jesus, shows him blinking. I don't think it fits in so well as many American living rooms.
The Christians may have pioneered the art of religious kitsch, but they by no means have a monopoly on it. The Jews also have their share of dubious merchandise, like a plastic cylinder that supposedly contains the Dead Sea Scrolls. Muslims have also gotten into the act.
This is batteries and this. This is radio.
If you search long enough and hard enough in Jerusalem's Muslim quarter, you can find a radio alarm clock like this one. Inside is a scene of Jesus at the Last Supper. It's shaped like a mosque, complete with gold minaret. Set the alarm and you'll wake up to the pre-recorded sounds of the Muslim call to prayer. At the current exchange rate, the Muslim alarm clock sells for about $40, batteries not included. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.